This is a long time in the making, and you know, I'm looking over at Lisa Gilmore and Patty Mahan and Jerry Marsali, and I was just talking with Jerry. I heard Warren Buffett speak last week about his philosophy on building wealth, and a questioner asked him, he said, you know, you lay this out all the time. You've given your formula to people, but nobody really listens to it. Can you answer why not? And he said, because I have a get-rich-slowly routine. And when I look at these three, their fathers were all part of a council in the 1960s that really laid the groundwork for what we're seeing today. And I think Santa Clara really embraces that. Build over time. Don't get quick wins. Make sure that you're building for the long run. And I'm glad that Levi Stadium can be a part of that. And I'll turn it over to questions now.
Jed, your dad just talked about the beginning when you guys used to go into the homes of the residents in and around Santa Clara. Can you bring us back to when you first started and what the ideas were?
So, I mean, going back to, you know, the early days of this project, and I remember being in Buck Polk's house. It was the first neighborhood chat that we did. And I was very nervous. I was in my, you know, mid to late 20s, not quite sure what to expect. And I think it really opened my eyes to what the Santa Clara residents were really all about, what they were looking for. And it really helped shape a great public-private partnership. And I don't think this project would be what it is today without going through that and really getting to know thousands of Santa Clara residents personally, spending a lot of time with them. And I hope that detail comes through loudly and clearly today and for the next, you know, decades that we're going to be, you know, at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara.
Jed, what do you do now?
I mean, now we cut the ribbon. We start working on what else to do to bring great events to Santa Clara and to Levi Stadium. You know, we've already brought Super Bowl 50, the Pac-12 Championship, WrestleMania, some other great events, some college bowl games, football games, soccer games. And I think it's really what else can we do to continue to build on this great legacy and continue to do things that will generate economic impact in and around Santa Clara and make sure that we can show the world the greatest outdoor entertainment venue. My favorite part of the stadium, I think it's just when you walk in, lots of people talk about, you know, there's not a bad seat in this house and things like that. But I think when you really see this stadium, there are unbelievable views from everywhere. And I think it's just the fact that our fans are going to be connected to the game, whether it's through visually and where they're sitting. You know, it's going to be easier to access food, drink, things like that, you know, through technology. I mean, I think it's just the overall fan experience, and I can see it and envision it, and I just can't wait for our first event on August 2nd and then everything beyond to really see how our fans enjoy this stadium.
Anybody else in the back? Way back, can you just speak up, please?
How loud do you think this place is going to be?
It's going to be pretty loud. You know, especially with building the suites on the majority of suites on one side, there's going to be a lot of echo bouncing off of that. With having the largest lower bowl in the National Football League, you know, 2/3 of our season ticket holders are down in the lower bowl. I think there's going to be a compressed noise, and it's going to make it a very formidable place to play. And, you know, now it's up to the 49ers to make sure that we give our fans something to cheer about. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, if we ever have a last game at Levi's, am I going to be able to catch a touchdown pass from Colin? And I'm not quite sure that I can do that. He was such an inspiration to me in just believing in himself, believing that, you know, even in the face of doubters and detractors, you know, you just keep marching forward and you have your own philosophy and you don't waver. And he was always a supporter of mine and the 49ers and making sure that this building came to fruition. And I thank my uncle from the bottom of my heart, and he was definitely an inspiration in this building.
One more question for Jed.
You know, I teared up a little bit this morning driving in. You know, I took 237, got the exit off at Great America, and seeing the Stadium Technology Center, you know, and knowing that this was today, like you see that this stadium did spur growth around Santa Clara. And I was thinking about what to say. You know, my son's in the green room right now, and just being able to walk in, like holding his hand today, I mean, it's emotional. I think it will really, really hit me, the first Sunday night game against the Bears, and just seeing all of our fans, you know, seeing the flag out on the field and just having the whole experience, it will definitely be very emotional.
Thank you, Jed.
Thank you.